Going up the stairs that lead to the porch before entering the house, we can observe the sophisticated design of the great entrance, which is a replica in terracotta of a doorway of an ancient Roman temple. The greatest surprise in the central room is the light from a series of windows that form a sort of primitive glazed wall. Palladio does not replicate this architectural solution in any other of his works. This bright room, which is the heart of the house, is a hall that has the shape of a cross, which is typical of architecture with a central plan. The barrel vaults that cover this room going to the center of the cross are of typical construction in Venetian tradition, as in the vaults that cover ancient Roman thermal baths. Regarding symmetry, the rooms that are at each of the side of the main room are not part of the same residence, but form two distinct apartments. It was built this way to house Niccolò Foscari and his brother Alvise. In this house, as in all other houses built by Palladio, the apartment is composed of three rooms, two large rectangular rooms and a third one, which is square and placed between the two rectangular rooms. The two rectangular rooms have the same proportions, although they differ in size. The larger rooms are where the family typically lived and face north due to hot summers. Palladio writes, "The minor ones are turned to the south to make the most of the sun's warmth during the winter. The square rooms in between the other two are where the signori used to host virtuous friends for visits at the villa." All the rooms have vaults, but of different structural type. Therefore, we could say that Palladio is offering us a sort of repertoire of alternative construction of architecture. The width of the doors that allow communication between them and give access to the central room is minimal. This will enable us to see how Palladio believed that every place was to be seen as a distinct space gifted with its own specific architectural quality. To understand the radicalism of Palladio's architecture, we should consider that the rooms in this house that were decorated with fresco should have had walls and vaults without any pictorial decorations, as pictorial decorations prevented one seeing the configuration of every single space. The only colors for the internal space would have been the same as the external space, the white of the lime and the color of the terracotta pavement, a pastellone. Palladio was almost 50 when he designed this masterpiece. His maturity was so developed that he created a patrician home where the signore wasn't allowed more than three rooms for private use, and this conceptual strictness led to a compositional outcome of extraordinary balance and perfect spatial harmony.